InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, September the 5th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Here we have Jerry Springer slamming President Trump and saying, he took my show and brought it to the White House. What does it say about Jerry Springer when the worst insult he can come up with to somebody is to compare them to himself? This is what's good. But we're going to take a look at what Woodward has done. Also, another slap at President Trump. We're going to take a look at this. Is Woodward really the icon of mainstream journalism? Or is he just a con man? We're going to take a look at what he said. We're going to take a look at what the White House and the people that he allegedly quoted replied in terms of that. But we're really going to focus today. We're going to look at those issues. But the focus today is going to be what's going on the Hill. Because another top story today is how Saudi Arabia has declared online satire to be a punishable offense, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. And this is for any content that ridicules, mocks, provokes, disrupts public order, has religious values or public morals that they don't approve of, being used in social media. Isn't it amazing how social media has become the control tool that governments use against free speech of its citizens? I mean, this is not a satire. This is Saudi Arabia coming after satire, criminalizing satire. And, of course, they're not the first ones to do it. We had President Xi in China come after anybody posting Winnie the Pooh pictures because he felt that that was being used in a meme to criticize him. And so Winnie the Pooh is banned in China. And a lot of other terms that they search for. And their partners in all of this are Google. And so Google is called by Democrat Senator Mark Warner to come to Capitol Hill to talk about that, talk about how they have partnered with the Chinese government on censorship. I guess what he wants to find out is why they won't partner with the Democrats even more closely, because they are partnering with the Democrats and with the Republicans. It is our government, as well as the European Union, that are acting like the Chinese dictator, President Xi, and these Saudi head choppers who are also our allies. Across the world, what we have seen is the World Wide Web has become a web or a net of censorship and control. And so we're going to take a look at what's going on Capitol Hill today. What I think is happening, as we see a lot of stories being planted by the never-Trump conservative media, like the Wall Street Journal, putting pressure out there saying, hey, look at this. Jack Dorsey personally decided not to shut down Alex Jones. Shame on him. We've had a lot of news coming out from his liberal employees, and clearly that's where Jack is politically as well. But they have an issue. They have covertly shut down conservative media. And that is something, when you come to these hearings, one of the hearings may focus on that, the one where he is by himself, the one in front of the House committee, the one where he will be with the COO of Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg. That is going to focus on this phony foreign influence nonsense. Folks, even if you believe that the Russians had a big influence on our election, or even wanted to, how do you compare $100,000 worth of Facebook ads to $1 billion that Hillary Clinton spent, or to shutting down all conservative free speech on Facebook? That doesn't influence the election, but $100,000 in ads does? They don't want to argue about analytics, because, and we don't really want to get into that argument either. We're going to have dueling analytics here. No, what they're trying to do is give them cover to not do this covertly, but to overtly shut people down, just like they've done Alex Jones and InfoWars. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, September the 5th, 2018. Today there will be hearings on Capitol Hill. One before the Senate will include the COO of Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, and Twitter's CEO, Jack Dorsey. Google arrogantly said, we don't need to bother with you guys anymore. We're bigger than the government. Why do we need to even pretend that we work for you guys anymore? Quite frankly, if the American government wants to shut down Google, they'll just go to China. They're perfectly content working for those dictators. And they will do whatever they wish. They're just that big. They're too big to jail, too big to fail, too big to go to Capitol Hill. Being called there and criticized by both Democrat Mark Warner and by Marco Rubio. He says, don't act like a monopoly or we'll start treating you like one. It's like, seriously, Rubio? Maybe you didn't get the memo. What have you been doing for the last couple of years, Marco Rubio, that you're so out of touch you don't realize that Google is a monopoly? It's not a search engine, though. It's not an honest search engine, and we showed that to you last week. Just type the word idiot in the so-called search engine of Google, and you'll see nothing but pictures of President Trump if you look at the image tab. You know, you have when you type in something, you get the articles, and then you click on the images, and you see what they put up there. Nothing but pictures of President Trump when you type in the word idiot. If you go to a search engine, however, like DuckDuckGo, you will see a lot of different pictures, and only one or two of those are caricatures of President Trump. As I said, Google is not a search engine. It is a tool of control. And if you want to know where this is going, I think the two stories that we're going to take a look at today, for the most part, are going to be these Capitol Hill dog and pony shows that are going to be pushing for more censorship. That's what the Senate is doing. They're still pushing this idea, this phony idea. We got to stop foreign influence in our elections. Seriously? You want to shut down free speech of citizens? Because that's really what we're talking about. InfoWars has been just taken off, deplatformed by these people on social media, by Google. All the videos taken off. But we're not talking even about the freedom of the press. That should be wrong. That should be wrong, even if it's being done by a private corporation, the biggest we've ever seen, Google. That should still be wrong. Censorship is still wrong when it's done by big corporations. You would think that the left would agree with that. They were very upset about the idea of Citizens United, that Supreme Court decision, that they said, well, that gives corporations too much control over our elections. They can contribute. They're treated like citizens and so forth. They complained about that. But they love when it's done to a conservative organization or a libertarian organization like InfoWars. They love it. They applaud it. They want more of it. They're demanding it on Capitol Hill. That's what they're going to be demanding today under the guise of protecting us from a foreign influence in our elections. Folks, the only thing that we have to fear is censorship itself. Censorship needs to be censored, and it needs to be censored by our government. The only thing that needs to be done is for Western governments to stop demanding censorship, but they're stepping up those demands all the time, and so that's what you're going to see on Capitol Hill. You can see all these questions. Why is Alex Jones still on there, Twitter? Why haven't you shut him down? We had these reports from Wall Street Journal that you personally intervened to keep Alex Jones from being deplatformed. Oh, yeah, you put him in timeout for a while for nothing, nothing at all, as virtue signaling. Twitter's Jack Dorsey said, well, no rules are broken, but we can change the rules and we can take a look at what people do off platform and we'll put all that into consideration. We might even shut down the president. One researcher in the UK has shown that the vice president and other people who are conservative in their politics are not able to have their tweets added under certain circumstances. You can curate people's tweets and put them together. We're going to talk about all of this. But when we look at all of this and the fact that Twitter is now saying, well, even their legal analysts saying, we could take off the president himself if we choose to. Well, maybe they might want to check with that judge who said to President Trump, you cannot ban anybody off of your personal account, not even off of the POTUS account, the president of the United States, not even off the official presidential account. No, no, off of your personal account that you had long before you became president. Not off of real Donald Trump. You can't ban anybody. And anybody that you ban, you got to put them back on there. And some of those people you have not put back on. You better do that right now. I'm a judge and I'm telling you what to do as president. This is absolutely insane. As we got a judge demanding and saying, you got to do this because your account and all elected officials' accounts are public forums and they cannot be controlled. But then you got evidence that they're already censoring the public account that Twitter is able to censor this. So they're able to stop people from sharing the tweets of Vice President Pence. And then they further assert, without even getting this judge's approval, that Twitter, or even the CEO of Twitter, has the ability to shut down President Trump if they want to. How can that be? How can President Trump not ban people from his account because it is a public forum? And yet Twitter can ban people not only from President Trump, not only from Vice President Pence, but from all elected officials by banning them from Twitter. How can that be? Well, we can have that because the Democrats don't care about being consistent. They don't care about the cognitive dissonance. They're just going to do whatever they wish, whatever is in their best interest, and they'll leave it to you to work out how to explain that. And if you notice that it is hypocritical, that it is illegal, that it violates ethical and moral principles, the Constitution itself, they don't care about that. That's your problem. Deal with it. They're going to do whatever they want, whatever is in there to their advantage. And so today, Twitter and Facebook are going to head to Capitol Hill. Google is too big to do that. They don't have to. These accusations, Dorsey, that he personally intervened or untrue. We want to make it clear that we write our policies and our rules and our enforcement guidelines with one single principle, which is impartiality. And we'll see if these hearings, which is what I suspect, and many of us suspect, these hearings are going to browbeat Jack Dorsey and ask him, why is he still on your platform? That's what they've been doing ever since all of the rest of the Silicon Valley oligarchs colluded to shut down InfoWars all at once within a 12-hour period. And so they're going to demand from him why he hasn't played along with this game. What's the matter with you? Why aren't you doing this? Just as before all the rest of them did this, we had Democrats on Capitol Hill in previous testimony saying, why is this story from InfoWars trending? Why are they still getting traffic? Oh, well, we're doing the best we can, Congressman. We'll just talk to you about that privately later, okay? And then within a month or so, we had InfoWars completely banned within a 12-hour period. So I think that's really what's going on. I think they're trying to give him cover to do what he would like to do anyway. They're going to say, we're going to put pressure on you so that you can overtly censor InfoWars. Because, folks, we have to understand that covertly they've been doing this for quite some time. Here's an example of what Facebook is doing. This is the censorship of an NPR report. Yes, National Proletarian Radio. Facebook removed an NPR article that was posted to their platform last Wednesday, a week ago, claiming that it was spam. Why did they think it was spam? Well, they thought it was spam because it didn't toe the Democrat Party line. It had a title, The School Shootings That Weren't. And what happened was NPR actually did some real journalism. They had the U.S. Department of Education under Obama reporting that in the period of 2015 to 2016, there were 235 school shootings. And so he said, let's get some more information on these school shootings. And so they wanted to, I guess, to try to dig deeper and to see how bad these were and to write a piece about gun control, because that'd be the angle that NPR would be taking. But to their credit, when they started looking at these supposed 235 school shootings that were reported by the Department of Education under Obama, they could only confirm 11 of those. That's right, over the 235, only 11 actually occurred, according to NPR. So they put that story out, people share it, and Facebook shuts that information down. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up, all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
That's right, NPR actually did some research about all these bogus claims that are circulating around, and they said out of the 235 reported school shootings by the Department of Education, we only found 11 of those. Now, that's only 4% of those that are true. And they actually walked that back. They said, well, there were 71 school shootings that we couldn't confirm. But 161 of those people that they contacted said there was no shooting at all. So they didn't hear back from 71 people. So they said they assumed that the Department of Education wasn't lying about that, even though they were lying about at least two-thirds. So they said, we didn't get answers back from these other 71, but we'll say that it occurred there because, you know, they're NPR. And they said, well, over 66% of reported school shootings never occurred. No, over 96% of the school shootings never occurred. Only 11 could be confirmed. The others they're still waiting for. But the most interesting thing about this, I think, that's pretty interesting that would come out. But I think one of the most interesting things about this is how Facebook censored it. NPR did this with the help of a nonprofit group called Child Trends, and they actually did some real journalism. And when they found the story, they had the integrity to report it, even though it didn't fit their narrative. Good job, NPR. I'm absolutely amazed and surprised that they did that. What I'm not amazed and surprised at is that Facebook would then censor that. As one individual said, reported by Free Thought Project, my colleague shared NPR's article with some 1,100 Facebook followers on Tuesday. It was flagged as spam and removed by Facebook. And as Free Thought Project says, what's most troubling about this case is that it strongly suggests Facebook is censoring information that conflicts with a particular political narrative. You think? People have been strongly suggesting that everywhere for quite some time. And we have seen Alex Jones and InfoWars deplatformed off of Facebook. That is clearly focusing on a particular political narrative and trying to interfere in the election far more than the alleged, after three trips, you finally had Zuckerberg say, I think maybe 100,000 ads were taken out by foreign actors, maybe Russians, trying to hack the election. That manipulated the election. So let's just leave it at that. You think that taking out one of the biggest sites that supports President Trump's agenda is going to affect the election? Do you think that censoring billions, perhaps tens of billions of views and shares of conservatives affects the election? Do you think that shutting down an NPR report that shows that Obama's Department of Education was lying about school shootings, you think that would affect the election? That is being done by Facebook. And if you want to talk about manipulating the election, let's talk about that. And we're going to get to Bernstein later on and the book and the charges that he made out there. You know, we got Deep Throat now singing again. I never really believed that Woodward and Bernstein were the ace reporters that everybody else believed. They were just being used as dupes. I never believed the Washington Post would run with a couple of guys who said, well, we got a source. We're not going to tell you who that source is. No, this was a deep state coup. And if you can believe what the government says, to whatever extent that you want to believe what the government says, I'm always skeptical about anything that anybody in the government says, especially when it's the people at the top of the FBI. And the guy who was number two at the FBI said later on, he said, well, I was deep throat or whatever. It's the same thing that we're seeing now. And so is Bob Woodward, is he the icon of American journalism, or is he just a con man? That's what we're going to take a look at. Is he somebody, Bernstein came out and did an expose after it had been exposed to some degree. By the church committee hearings, he comes out and talks about Operation Mockingbird. Because what he did was he put a spin on it, and he was disassociating himself from the deep state CIA, FBI people that had been using him. Very important that he maintain that cover so he can maintain his effectiveness. So we got Woodward and Bernstein doing what they have done before. But what is really troubling about all this is the censorship, the direct censorship that is being done by these social media companies. And as I pointed out at the top of the hour, we got Saudi Arabia saying that any kind of online satire is going to be a punishable offense up to 5 years in prison. Anything that you do religiously that they don't like, this theocracy that's there. It's absolutely amazing to me how people get all excited about this Hulu series, The Handmaid's Tale, and even their worst dystopian Christian patriarchy doesn't even compare to what's happening right now in Saudi Arabia. Why don't you just do a documentary about Saudi Arabia or a dramatization about what's going on in Saudi Arabia? You don't have to make up some kind of phony thing about a phony Christian white male patriarchy. Just take a look at what's going on in Saudi Arabia. Oh, they don't want you to see that. All these people like Hillary Clinton embrace that. They love that. And we're doing the same thing that the Saudis and Chinese dictator President Xi is doing. Western governments have abandoned the principle of free speech. They've abandoned your ability to speak freely, not just the freedom of the press in terms of shutting down Alex Jones and InfoWars. They have abandoned the principle of free speech of the people, because that's really what they're focusing on with the social media attacks. Your ability, not just to see and hear what you choose, but to be able to pass that along with comment. That is what they are attacking. They're attacking you when they do that. And so these hearings today are to give cover to these people to do more of it. They're going to demand more of what you saw them do to Alex Jones already. They're going to demand that Twitter do that. They're going to give him cover to do what he really wants to do it overtly, overtly. Silicon Valley's clumsy and partisan censorship practically invites intervention from Washington, D.C., said Sean Malone as he's talking about what they did, shutting down the NPR expose of the lies of the Department of Education under Obama, exaggerating, taking 11 school shootings and turning them into 235. 11 actual school shootings, but they report 235. And they go back and they said, well, we were able to get to 161 of those. And they told NPR, nothing happened here, nothing at all. The other 71, they could not be confirmed. Something they said, and some of those did happen in four instances, in four of additional instances besides the 11. Something did occur, but it didn't meet the government's parameters for a shooting. So Obama's Department of Education was just lying to you so they could get gun control. And Facebook will shut down NPR when NPR tells you the truth about Obama's lies. Isn't that amazing? Is that interfering with the election? You better believe it is. And when we talk about this gun control issue and we talk about where these corporations are, look, Nike illustrated they don't really care what you think. Facebook doesn't care. Facebook will practice censorship even though people are now leaving in droves. Businesses are leaving in droves because they realize that Facebook is against them. Individuals are leaving in droves. Their stock is plummeting. Saw the same thing happen with Nike yesterday. Their stock plummeted by $4 billion because they thumbed their nose at 54% of the American public. So Levi Strauss, we've got more dicks at Levi's. These people didn't learn the lesson from Dick's Sporting Goods. So now Levi Strauss is going to launch a $1 million gun control campaign. Well, good luck with that. Levi Strauss.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
I was raised up believing I was somehow unique, like a snowflake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you can see.
And there you go, a snowflake among snowflakes. The most unique of these snowflakes are the ones who are in Silicon Valley. They're raised to believe that they were somehow unique. And they are a cog in some great machinery. And they care far more about that than about making any money. That is really what is behind all this. What we're seeing with these people from Facebook, from Google, from Twitter. They're feeling their power. They're really not interested, however, in making money. And we can see this with Nike. We can see it with Levi. As I said, as we're going to break, Levi Strauss has launched a $1 million gun control campaign. Well, they might want to check with Dick's and see how that worked out for them before Levi pulls a Dick move here. Banning these kinds of sales that they're saying that they want to put out a $1 million gun control campaign on would not have stopped a single mass shooting that occurred in the past 18 years, as Breitbart points out. But if you talk about the fact that the Obama administration, Department of Education said there was 235 school shootings from 2015 to 2016. NPR looks at it and says, wait, we could only find 11. And we could find another four where something happened, but it doesn't meet the definition of the government in terms of a shooting. And then they've got 77 or 71 that they didn't get a determinate answer on, but they said, look, at least 66% of this stuff is bogus. Folks, if they could only confirm 11 of them, I would say that 96%, not 66%, 96% of the school shootings reported by the Department of Education were a lie to push gun control. So now Levi Strauss is going to push this. They don't care what it's going to do to their sales. Nike doesn't care what it does to their stock. $4 billion gone down. Facebook doesn't care what it does to their stock. Why is it that these people don't care about money? They only care about politics, and they're willing to shoot their own companies in the foot. Look at what Twitter was doing. In terms of last week, they started suggesting people to unfollow. Unfollow. Now, Twitter is the only social media company that I've personally engaged with because I didn't like the clutter of Facebook. And that was a decision I made long before I saw how creepy Zuckerberg was. But I just didn't like the way Facebook was structured. With Twitter, I could see stuff in little snippets. And so initially, I just used it as kind of a news feed. I would subscribe to people and see what they were talking about. And I was just kind of passively watching the news before I started actually engaging and putting out my stuff on it. I just kind of watched it for a while. But they would always suggest people for me to follow. And you would expect that that's what they would do. They're trying to build their base, right? But now all we hear from social media is who we're going to shut down, not who we're going to add. If you have a real business, what you want to do is to expand that, right? You don't want to throw people out of your store. You want more people in your store. So you'd be suggesting people to follow. But now they're suggesting people to unfollow because it's not about making money. It's about the politics of meaning. Remember when Hillary Clinton did that back in 1993? She made a speech here in Austin, Texas. Her famous politics of meaning, and of course, she borrowed that phrase from somebody else, or I should say stole it. Just like she said, hey, there's an info war going on, information war going on, and we're losing it. An information war going on, and we're losing it. Yeah, she understands it's an information war. So we call it info war. She also stole our resistance thing for years. You are the resistance. Remember that? It's part of the bumper that we would have on our segments. You are the resistance. Now she stole that as well, because after she lost the info war and after she lost the election, she thought, well, I better steal their slogan and then we can shut them down so nobody hears what they're doing. Of course, we're still on a lot of radio stations. We're still on a lot of TV stations. Still have the website that made us very large. And we're still on Twitter. We'll see what happens with Twitter as they go before them. But again, I don't think it is about the profit for these people anymore. Not for these millennials. Hillary Clinton, when she made that politics of meaning, she was talking about an ethical and spiritual crisis in America. And so she offered these people who were godless and without ethics, without a foundation, without any system of belief, she offered them something. Politics. Her politics. Follow me. You can be with her. You're not going to get meaning in your life from politics. And I say this as somebody who spends virtually all of my waking hours looking at politics one way or the other anymore. There is no meaning to life in politics. Yes, we have to watch these people. Yes, we have to know what they're planning to do. Yes, we have to protect ourselves and our families from these predators. That's why I look at politics. I don't look at politics for meaning. But that's what Hillary Clinton was offering people. She was saying, you can find some meaning in your life. She said the free market makes lots of money, but it has no values. And she said, so the government takes our money, and I would add, they take our freedom. But Hillary Clinton put it this way. She said, they take our money to assist us in becoming better and more equal. Oh, is that really what we want? We want everybody leveled down. That is the socialist progressive model. It is a leveling, pulling everybody down for this egalitarian floor that they're going to put everybody at. Because, folks, if everybody is going to be equal, and that's what they're talking about, they're not talking about equality of opportunity. That's a very different thing than making sure that everybody gets the equal results. That is a communist socialist tactic, what our founders called levelers. Yes, there were socialists and communists back at the time that this country was founded. They didn't call themselves socialists and communists. They didn't have all these fancy words like proletariat and bourgeoisie and precariat and the proficients and the salitariat and all this other nonsense that's out there. No, they were just levelers. They just wanted to take what you had. They didn't want anybody to have anything more than they did. They were just envious of what other people had. And the founders knew that very well. They wanted to have equality of opportunity, not equality of results. But that's what Hillary Clinton wants. She wants to push everybody down. So she says that's a free market, makes a lot of money, but it has no values. No, it does have a value. It's called liberty. That was the value, Hillary, that this country was built upon. Liberty, freedom. That is a value. That is something that many of us value. That's why we don't want to have anything to do with Hillary Clinton and her ilk. And there are many like her in the Republican Party as well. John McCain was one, for example. Don't value freedom or liberty. They place no value on that whatsoever, because that is antithetical to what they want to accomplish. So she says the government takes our money to assist us in becoming better and more equal. That's where we get our meaning and our ethics and our spiritual values, is from government and being with her. Let me tell you something, folks. That is the path for a useless life. Hillary Clinton is going to die one way or the other, one day or the other. So is President Trump. So am I. We're all going to die. What is going to be the meaning to your life when you die? Yeah, I know. We have the transhumanists out there saying, we're going to fight death. We're going to overcome it. We're going to fix it with technology or better medicine or whatever. No, we're all going to die. We're all going to die. Nobody gets out alive. What is going to be the meaning of your life? Maybe you should look for the creator of life for your meaning. Maybe you should think about that. But let's go back to where they find their meaning in life. Let's play a little bit of the helplessness blues, because I think this is the anthem of these millennials who are controlling the internet. People like Jack Dorsey, people like Sheryl Sandberg, people like Mark Zuckerberg, especially Mark Zuckerberg. Go back and play some of this and just think about the lyrics here. I'll talk over this a little bit so we don't get a hit. But go ahead and play the helplessness blues.
I was raised up believing.
Yeah, they're raised up believing that because they heard it from Hillary Clinton. 1993, like the beginning of where the millennials started.
Lake, distinct among snowflakes, unique in each way you can see. And now after some thinking,
I'm thinking about this. What's their meaning? What's the politics of meaning?
A functioning cog in some great machinery serving something beyond me. But I don't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know, but he's gonna get back to you. That's what Zuckerberg said constantly. I'll get back to you someday. Well, Sheryl Sandberg's gonna be there today.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you, more than ever,
to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
From this cesspool. It's not a swamp. It is a cesspool called Washington, D.C. Everything that I saw on the news yesterday just disgusted me. I don't find any meaning in politics, as Hillary Clinton does. I understand what politics means to her. It means a path to power and wealth. But it means people interfering in my life. And it probably means the same thing to you. You're probably not in the position to make yourself wealthy and powerful out of what's going on in Washington, like these people are. I want to play for you a little bit of the Democrats who got caught muttering into the mic here in a moment. But before we do, I just want to precede the disgusting display that we saw yesterday at the Supreme Court confirmation hearings in the Senate for Judge Kavanaugh, who will become Supreme Court Justice. It's just the Democrats who are muttering to themselves and to their voters and trying to disrupt this, as one of the individuals, there was one, Senator Cornyn said, well, we hear that this is supposed to be a court proceeding. Well, if this is a court proceeding, you'd be in contempt of court. But I got a story here from Real Politics before we play these clips for you. Three Texas doctors talked to author and commentator Adam Schindler, who was there at the hearings. And he talked to these doctors who were also there at the hearing, and they gave their names. And this is what they had to say. Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Schulter, I think is the way you pronounce his name, from Texas. We came here to participate in the hearings, to get in line. They told us to be here about 8, 8:30 at the latest. Get in line, go inside, hear the hearing. So we got here about 8:15. There's already 100 people in line, he said. Most of them would probably be classified by me as opposing everything that's going on with Judge Kavanaugh. And so we began to see a process of things unfold as we're standing in line that kept the line from going ahead. One thing is there were people who had come along who had a bag of money, and people would hand them a piece of paper, and then they would give them money. So we know money was exchanged for some of the people to be there just to protest. There was no depth to what they're understanding. They were just there to be a disruption, to protest. And they were actually told, we heard them say this, when you go in, we want you to yell, to scream, even possibly get arrested. So that was one of the processes that we saw happening. Then he talked to another doctor, Chris Dundas, Corpus Christi. These guys go on record. These are not anonymous sources speaking on background to Bob Woodward. These are people who went on record with Adam Schindler. It's reported by Real Clear Politics, has the article. And they gave their names. I'm Dr. So-and-so, and here's the town that I'm from. And so this guy is Chris Dundas, Dr. Chris Dundas, from Corpus Christi, Texas. He says, we're up here for these hearings. I got to tell you, it was very sad. It was a time-honored institution in the past, but these young people, most of them young people, but there were some old people, he said, they seem to have no heartfelt convictions about why they are here. If you have to pay somebody to protest, that's a good tell. This is not the first time we've seen the astroturf of BLM and other George Soros organizations that are out there working with the Democrat Party. These people don't have those kinds of convictions. They have to be paid to protest. That's why we call them astroturf. They're not grassroots. Another one, Dr. Burton Purvis, Arlington, Texas. Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Martin Purvis from Arlington. The experience I shared with these other three guys was quite an enlightening one. I took off my credentials and I walked among the people to get a little bit more information and to be more acceptable to those around us. It was quite interesting as we listened to their attitudes and their actions about why they were here, what they wanted to do. The most telling thing was listening to them give names and addresses. So when they were arrested, they were keeping a record, and they were celebrating who got arrested without any regard for any open discussion or without even the possibility of being convinced of anything. It was just for the purpose of disruption and to have some kind of disruption of the process. Folks, this is what we're seeing everywhere. And one of the reasons for this, I played the Helplessness Blues by Fleet Foxes and so forth. That was a tune that was written in 2011. They weren't creating the term snowflake, I guess. They were kind of reflecting on their generation and the values that they had picked up from people like Hillary Clinton. Part of those values are the idea of postmodernism, where you tell these kids that there is no such thing as absolute truth. The whole idea of modernism was that we would have the free exchange of ideas. We would have debates. We might do that even on social media or the internet, but we would do it in person. We would argue, or we'd have stage debates or whatever. We would try to come to an agreement, or we would let people make up their mind, even though the two people on opposite sides may never come to an agreement. They could make their case to an audience, whether that's people in an auditorium or whether it's people who are following on social media. They make their arguments, and those people would decide what they agreed with. What part of it they thought was true, what part of it they thought was false, or if they thought all of it was true or false or whatever. But now, with postmodernism, which has been something that's been taught for decades in colleges, it really has taken a hold in the population. And you can see it with the way these people operate. They don't care about discussing the pros and cons or the merits or demerits of a particular idea or policy. There's nothing to discuss. They don't think that people are anything other than a reflection of how they have grown up. It's deterministic. If you're white, you're going to think like this, even though the white people are the ones who are pushing this white privilege stuff and this Marxist ideas against other white people. They don't really think about that contradiction. Nevertheless, they believe that your background, that your upbringing is deterministic, and there's no point in talking about this because you're not going to change any minds. And they don't try to change any minds. They get in people's face, and they scream racist, sexist, misogynist. That's what the lady who got elected yesterday in the overthrow of a 10-term congressman, another Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, were led to believe. And now everybody's like, look, another blue wave. Well, they might want to take a look at all the people that Ocasio-Cortez supported that lost. She had not had a single person that she support win after her win. And now they find one more, and now they're back with this narrative. Look at this. It's a blue wave. Well, it may be a blue wave when it comes to them flipping the votes on the electronic voting machines, but I still don't think that they have a majority of the people. They are winning the younger generation because we're not paying attention to what's going on in the schools. People like Bill Ayers are paying attention to what's going on in the schools. That is where they have won the war. They got the kids' minds. in the early stages of their lives. And they have them thinking that there is no point in having an argument or discussion, that you can't have a logical discussion, so they don't try to do it. As I've pointed out many times, we went to protest, my wife and my daughter went to protest the Planned Parenthood murdering clinic here. And they put up pictures of aborted black babies they're holding in their hands and said, stop the black genocide. And these white Marxists, these Antifa individuals, come up with black signs just to cover up what they had to say. They had nothing to say. They just want to shut down your debate. And that's where these people, Sheryl Sandberg, Jack Dorsey, especially Mark Zuckerberg. When I played that as we're going out to break. Well, I don't know. I'll have to get back to you someday. We'll see. That's what he said in response to virtually every question when Zuckerberg was on Capitol Hill. So I'll have to see if they're going to do that today. Or are they going to pull the stunt that they did with the Kavanaugh hearing? Let's play a little bit of these Democrats muttering into the mic about how they're going to rig this stuff.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'll be very brief. I would just say that Senator Whitehouse has suggested that we handle this hearing like a court of law. But I would suggest that if this were a court of law, that virtually every side, every member of that side would be held in contempt of court.
Oh, come on.
Because this whole process is supposed to be a civil one where people get to ask questions and we get to get answers. And that's the basis upon which we are to exercise our constitutional responsibilities of advice and consent. So I would just suggest we get on with the hearing.
If my colleague,
Chairman, I could just respond. If we could just respond to that.
I would. Sir, you can respond, but just a minute.
Okay, we're going to play some of the back and forth, the pandemonium that broke out in this. Because, again, they don't want to argue the merits of a judge. They don't want to argue the merits of a policy. And most importantly, they don't want you to be able to argue the merits on social media. They're going to censor you. You have to understand that the deplatforming of Alex Jones and InfoWars was a direct attack on you and your ability to see and to hear and to share information that you agree with or that you disagree with. They don't want either of those things to happen. This is really about controlling the election. All right, we're going to be coming back in just a moment. Hey, we've got a special I want to tell you about. For those of you who are listening to the morning program, Wake Up America Coffee, our 100% Arabica bean coffee, non-GMO. You can save 20% off of either the original or the immune support blend of Wake Up America Coffee. Just type in the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 20%. That's typing in the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 20% off of Wake Up America Coffee. And we're going to wake you up right after the break. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does Vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but Vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Heard Alex Jones going to be live here in Austin, Texas, but Alex Jones is live in Washington, D.C., right outside the building where they're going to be having the social media censorship hearings later today. They're going to be pushing for more social media censorship, and Alex Jones is holding a live press conference right outside the building right now. Let's go to Alex Jones in Washington, D.C.
We're going to take this country back, and don't worry, the left wants to arrest everybody without trials. You're going to get to face your accusers. Those of you that have worked for the globalists, those of you that have been paid by foreign powers, you're going to be in front of a jury of your peers for the crimes you've committed. We've got the New York Times taking foreign money. We've got CNN taking it from Gulf dictator states. We've got you. This country has, they've used our open society to bring us down and to bring in all these foreign actors and all these criminal groups to totally sell the nation out. Mainstream media doesn't say a word about China killing 100 million of its own people. They don't say a word about killing Christians or Falun Gong or anybody else, which shows they love to do that here. And the universities are anti-free speech. The Congress doesn't let you face your accusers.
Again, this is Alex Jones live
because they're
at the Capitol Hill, where they're going to be having hearings later today.
Into darkness of authoritarianism. And that's where we are. And that's why I'm here to say, listen, you can edit this and do whatever you want. People on the internet are going to see this. You can't deplatform me. The New York Times ran a fake story yesterday saying, my traffic has been cut in half. I pulled up Google Analytics that morning, live at a desk in my office, and showed us with almost triple our previous record for the 2 weeks after, double our previous record, and now we are still above our all-time high level for a baseline. We have record traffic. Our apps on iPhone and on Android went to number one in news right after we got banned from being like number 10, so they delisted them from being number one so people wouldn't see we were number one, but they're still there. And then the mainstream media lobbied for my apps to be taken out of the app store, saying it's not enough, we want his apps removed, and now they're lobbying in iTunes, because you can still get to the directory on my website. It's on my servers. All iTunes does is put a wall up, and then they direct you. They're lobbying to have millions of people's own computers delete Alex Jones on them. These people think they own your computers and my show that's free to air. This is pure authoritarianism. Are we going to just sit here and put up with this? So it is outrageous.
Where will voices like yours, that you have made, quit Twitter and strike their platforms?
Jack Dorsey knows which way the wind's blowing. They've been some of the biggest censors out there in Twitter. And I think when the president pointed out what they were doing was illegal, he's kind of left me up there and a few others to like say, oh, look, we're not censoring. And that's kind of the smokescreen for censoring that's going on. I don't think he's the worst. They've had polls that the big tech companies did just last week where over 70% of Apple employees want me completely banned from the internet, period. And then only 22% in the same internal survey at Twitter said they want to be banned. So I guess maybe Dorsey has some First Amendment aim because at least his employees in a survey said they believe that.
What do you want President Trump to say to or do to China? I mean, he's his buddy with Xi. What do you want him to do?
Again, this is Alex Jones at a live press conference in Washington, D.C.
While he puts hundreds of billions of dollars of tariffs on him. And while he sends the fleets there to confront them and their belligerents trying to take over the South China Sea, and while they fired our ships, no, Trump is walking softly carrying a big stick, and he's hoping China understands that we put them in power in 49, that the Rockefellers put them in power, Mao Zedong, and that they're lucky they even exist, because they didn't have any running water, you know, there at the end of World War II. So if we would have gone there and saved them from the Japanese, they're basically all being exterminated. So that's what's going on here, is that communist China has been enslaving its own people. And you got the Politburo appointing him as dictator for life. I understand Trump's being nice to him publicly for face-saving so that it gives China an out to stop screwing us with a $500 billion trade deficit, $300 billion a year on top of that. So we're talking about $800-plus billion.
All right, and that's Alex Jones, a live press conference in Washington, D.C. It's being live streamed right now, I think, over Periscope as well. And there will be hearings later today. When we come back, we're going to talk at the bottom of the hour to Eugene Warrick about why possibly Rahm Emanuel left office. It may not be what the mainstream media is telling you.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Live, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The real red pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Wednesday, September the 5th, 2018. I'm David Knight. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Eugene Warrick. We've talked to Eugene, I guess it's been about a month or so ago. He has been involved in a decades-long fight with corruption in Chicago. Chicago is synonymous with a political machine and that kind of corruption that goes with it. And as part of that famous corruption, they were given something called a Shachtman Decree. And that was supposed to prevent this kind of political patronage and punishment that has become the hallmark of Chicago politics. They ignored that back in the mid-1980s. Against Eugene Shachtman, and he's been fighting them over that Shachtman decree ever since. And so in developments that have happened over the last couple of days, we had a surprise announcement yesterday from Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who was the White House Chief of Staff for Barack Obama, went back to Chicago, where all these guys are from, actually. Everybody expected him to win. He had by far and away the most amount of money. He was going to be, everybody expected that he would seek a third term in office. You had people, a couple of rumors, whispers began to emerge, reports, the Chicago paper, the Chicago Tribune, over the Labor Day weekend. There was some whispering that maybe he might not be running again. The mayor's closest aides privately dismissed this as nothing but bull and BS. And according to Chicago Tribune, Emanuel even told some close friends who called to inquire about the rumors that they weren't true. And then yesterday, suddenly, catching everybody's surprise, he resigned. And the indication of how everybody was surprised was they said, behind the scenes, many potential candidates are making phone calls to big dollar donors and political operatives to gauge support for a run. Other names being floated by Chicago's political class, former U.S. Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan, former White House senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett. Oh, wow, Valerie's going to be in the news again, maybe in politics again. So it's interesting to see how this is coming down. Even the Chicago Tribune said, he might have a federal court enforcing changes to the city's police department. Well, he might have some other court problems as well. Eugene Warrick is going to be joining us, as I said, at the bottom of the hour. He believes that what he is involved in is in no small way one of the reasons why Rahm Emanuel resigned from Chicago. And, of course, Chicago is all about the Obama political machine. And it's where they are building that massive tribute to Barack Obama as well. But when we talk about the hearings coming up today, I just want to play you a couple more clips, a little bit more information about the fallout from yesterday. Because what we saw was a political party. They call themselves Democrats, but they're nothing but demagogues. And they have a demo mob that, as I pointed out the last hour, three doctors from Texas who went to the hearings. They wanted to see the hearings. They watched these people coming up in line. They saw them being handed money, being given instructions, being told to be as disruptive as possible, being told to get arrested if possible. Celebrating the fact they got arrested. Maybe they get more money if they get arrested. I don't know. You know, they're writing down who got arrested and so forth. They said, we took off our credentials and just kind of tried to walk through getting a little bit of information with these people. And realized that they didn't really have any political beliefs. They're just paid AstroTurf people out there, a lot of them. I'm sure some of them did have political beliefs in that. But they're really just Democrat operatives, and they just really want to obstruct the process. And when we want to talk about people who are just demagogues and mob tactics, let's start with Kamala Harris, because this is the way the hearing actually began yesterday. Let's run that clip, video clip number two.
On the nomination of
Mr.
Judge
Chairman,
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like
Supreme
to be recognized
Court
for a question
States.
Before we proceed.
Regular order.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
We cannot possibly move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend a very warm welcome
to
Judge Kavanaugh.
We have not been given an opportunity to have a meaningful hearing on the nominee.
There are two daughters.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with my colleague, Senator Harris. Mr. Chairman,
Judge
we received
this is what passes for government anymore.
And everyone else.
How do you justify either side of this argument? I don't know, and I'm not going to try to.
An exciting day for all of you here, and you're rightly proud.
Mr. Chairman,
of
Chairman, if we cannot be recognized, I move to adjourn.
The American people.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Directly.
We're not going to let you do this. We're just going to resist this and shut it down. That's why we got a mob here.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn. Mr. Chairman, we have been denied real access to the documents we need to advise.
Mr. Chairman, regular order is called for.
Which turns this hearing into a charade and a mockery of our norms.
Well,
and Mr. Chairman, I therefore move to adjourn this hearing.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the Democrats. That's the way they want to roll with that. Now, they have been denying you the documents that you want to see on social media, but that's okay. And they're going to be demanding in hearings today that your access to information be shut down. They don't like, and I don't like, the fact that all these documents were dumped at the last minute, but we understand how they're going to use that. That has become the standard operating procedure. Everybody criticized Nancy Pelosi for dumping several thousand pages of documents for a bill at the very last minute so that nobody had time to read it. It wasn't possible to read through all that before the votes had to be taken. And she said, just vote for it. We have to pass it so we can find out what's in it. Remember that? Remember that? And then the Republicans got control of the House. And instead of having transparency and reasonable order, they did the same thing that the Democrats did. They started this whole document dump process where we don't have any transparency. Where even the people in Washington, even the elected representatives, don't have time to take a look at anything. As if the background of Brett Kavanaugh really mattered to them anyway. They had already made up their mind that they're going to oppose anybody that was on the list of 25 candidates that President Trump put out, saying these are the people that I'm going to choose from for Supreme Court replacements if I have that opportunity. President Trump offered more transparency with that 25 candidate list than anybody has. And they've had now a couple of years. They could have gone through and done a detailed background check on those 25 candidates. Everybody pretty much knows where Brett Kavanaugh is. You don't have to have those 42,000 pages of documents. That's not necessary for the decision. The decision was already made. The very fact that it was somebody that President Trump chose, that was why they were going to oppose those people. So in this particular case, that doesn't really apply. But you understand I hope by now that both the Democrats and Republicans are playing their shameful game of putting out thousands of pages of regulations, things that are going to completely alter the way our society is organized, intruding into the most minute details of our lives, and putting out those regulations without any time to read what is involved in them. And the Republicans do the same thing. This, however, is not the case, even though he released all these internal documents about what he had said or done within the Bush administration. That was just a fishing expedition. He is very, very, very well documented in terms of what he has done as a judge. There's no question about that. So this is political grandstanding by a lot of presidential wannabes like Kamala Harris. And it is nothing but obstruction by people who claim that they don't like obstruction. Lindsey Graham, who I don't usually agree with, cut to the essence of this. He said, if you want to pick the judges, you're going to have to win the elections. But they can't win the elections because nobody likes their politics. We don't like their policies. We don't like their socialism. That's why even after President Obama got elected president, and because of his policies, not because he was black, but because of his policies, they lost 1,000 seats nationwide, that political party did, because of the policies of Obama and others. Saw it in North Carolina. North Carolina went for Obama in 2008. By 2010, they went solidly in the Republican direction. They didn't like his policies, and that happened across the country. So now they're going to try their other tactics. They're going to take over district attorney's offices. That's what George Soros is doing. State attorney generals and these hearings.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books, or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
We're going to be talking to Eugene Shackman in the next segment. And there's something big that is happening in Chicago right now. And this stuff is has national importance. This isn't simply about Chicago and the corruption that is in Chicago. It's not simply about the political corruption, the patronage, or the punishment of city employees or county employees based on who they support or don't support in elections. Yeah, that is a big... That was the origin of all of this. And that was what happened to Eugene Warrick. And then as he fought them over this, and of course they had a history of this, so they had something that was imposed upon them. I believe he's going to join us and break down the details. I'm going from memory from our previous interview. I believe it was imposed by the Supreme Court. It was called the Shackman Decree. But it was a court-imposed decree called the Shackman Decree saying you're not going to do this. Well, they did it then anyway to Eugene Warrick, and he's been fighting them for the last 30-some-odd years. And this thing started to come to a head, and as part of this fight to get justice under the Shackman Decree for political punishment, because he contributed to the wrong candidate, a candidate that they didn't like, so they decided they would punish this guy who was a truck driver for the city. As part of that, he discovered that they were rigging court records. This is a very big deal. And they found that this is a problem that goes on within courts outside of even Chicago. So what they discovered was not only political patronage and corruption in Chicago, no surprise there, but in trying to get justice for that and trying to enforce the Shackman Decree, which was put there because of this long period of political corruption, he discovered another kind of corruption, that they would deliberately go in and alter court records. And as they have gone through the appeal process all the way up to the Supreme Court, they have discovered even more corruption. Now, this is starting to blow back on them. We have an article that just came out of the Chicago Sun-Times. Political patronage hiring ban is no longer needed in Cook County, says Preckwinkle. Somebody named Preckwinkle. Tony Preckwinkle, the Cook County Board President. Tony Preckwinkle, right there in the picture, you can see her. She's saying, we don't need this Shackman Decree anymore. See, they're running scared with this. Running scared. Let's get rid of the Shackman Decree because things are starting to get hot with Eugene Warrick's case. Discovering not only that they violated the Shackman Decree and they're going to have a big judgment to pay out. Everybody's saying, oh, we got all these pension plan problems. Well, you got a lawsuit problem here, too. You got pension problems in Illinois. You got pension problems in Chicago. You got corruption decrees that are going to be put on the way the Chicago Police Department operates. And the same way they've done this with the Shackman Decree, and now they say, we can shut this thing down now. It's been a while. We can shut this thing down. And Eugene Warrick is going to be joining us saying that this is what is really behind. This is breaking news, folks. Nobody else has this. It's an exclusive here at Real News. We have Eugene Shackman is going to be joining us to talk about why Rahm Emanuel really resigned. Very important to understand this. Took everybody by surprise. Took his campaign people totally by surprise when he said that on Tuesday. He and his campaign people were shutting down any ideas that they might not run again. And then now you got Politico and other people putting in a backstory saying, yeah, you know, he's been doing this for 23 years. He's put his country before his family. And as he dropped off his youngest son at college, He just decided, I'm not going to do this anymore. Well, newsflash, you just dropped your youngest son off at college. You don't have a reason to stay home and work with your family anymore, right? Maybe he's going to go retire to Florida and go fishing. I don't know what will happen with him. But it took a lot of people by surprise. So they're fishing around to see who's going to take his place in the election. Yeah, there were about a dozen candidates. None of them had a chance. You're always going to have a lot of people running for mayor of Chicago. But now they're casting around for some real candidates. You know, people like Valerie Jarrett, who are with Rahm Emanuel in the Obama administration. Obama's Chicago is really the basis for a lot of the problems that we have in this country come from right now. Talk about Bill Ayers all the time. Bill Ayers stopped bombing buildings, went to Chicago, got involved in educational reform so that he could push this white skin privilege that they've been pushing with the weather underground, with the weathermen. It got off somehow. They just didn't, technicality. We can't send Bill Ayers to prison for bombing buildings or killing people with bombs. We can't do that. You know, he's too important. He's too politically connected. His dad was very, very well connected. And so these revolutionaries come up with a revolutionary idea for how they're going to bomb your children's minds. And they've had a lot of effect on education nationwide. Because when education becomes centralized with a Department of Education, which happened about the same time, they said, you know what, let's just stop this bombing thing. We've got now a Department of Education. We can take that over and we can really change what people are taught. We can really turn our government schools into a propaganda system to create the kind of unrest that we've always wanted. We can use the schools to undo the foundations that America was built on. We don't want to teach them the ability to read or to write. We don't want them to have the ability to think. We'll let them know what they can see on social media. And we're going to have them embrace our view of history. And we're going to have them blind to everything but skin color and have them fighting each other over skin color. All the stuff that we're seeing right now had its genesis in the corrupt Garden of Eden for the Democrats called Chicago. That's where this all came from, that cesspool there. And so it's going to be very interesting. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Eugene Warrick about Rahm Emanuel's resignation. Real quickly, the time that we got left in this segment, Reuters is reporting that the UK has named two Russian suspects for the attempted murder of Sergei Skripal with nerve gas. Now, this was done on March 4th, the poisoning of Sergei Skripal. And he was poisoned, no doubt about that. But there's also no doubt about the fact that on that day, nobody died. Not Sergei, not his daughter, not the police detective who was also poisoned with something. Nobody died. And if it was Novichok nerve gas, it's 8 times more powerful than the VX nerve gas that American forces use. So if it was Novichok, as Vladimir Putin said when he laughed when reporters asked him, they would all be dead, he said, and they would. They wouldn't have gotten sick. And the doctor who tended to them on the park bench for 30 minutes without any protective equipment would have been dead as well. It wasn't nerve gas. They had symptoms that looked like they had taken an opioid overdose, according to the nurse who treated them. There were reports that came out immediately that, 40 people have fallen ill in the Salisbury area, which, as we've pointed out, it's just a couple of miles down the road from the UK's chemical weapons facility, Porton Down. Now, this is now 6 months later, and they have a couple of suspects. Does that seem suspicious to you? When I covered this and said this is a false flag being put out by Theresa May and Nikki Haley trying to push for a war in Syria, greater involvement in Syria, pushing against the Russians, I said, the inspector said, we've got hundreds of detectives working on this. This could take months. But, of course, Theresa May and Nikki Haley knew who was behind it right away from the very beginning, those ace detectives. They should have gone down there and helped Scotland Yard because they're so helpless. All those Inspector Lestrades, they needed a Holmes and Watson in the form of May and Haley to explain to them how this is going because it took them 6 months to come up with a suspect. And, of course, they're not going to indict them. Because they said, we're not going to be able to extradite them. Maybe they should explain that to Rod Rosenstein.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, things are happening in Chicago, and they're happening pretty quickly. On Friday, we had the Chicago Sun-Times point out that the political patronage hiring ban is no longer needed. They're pleading for the Shachtman Decree that was imposed back in 1972 because of corruption in Chicago. The political hiring or the political firing of individuals, depending on who they supported in politics, And that was a decree that was put on them, the Shachtman decree. They continued to do it, however. They did it to an individual who's going to be joining us right now, Eugene Warrick. He's been fighting them since the mid-1980s. And as part of this court case, he has discovered other even more troubling things that have national implications as he's walked this whole thing through the appeals process, as he has found falsified court documents, systematically falsified, not just with his case, but with many others, where they're creating false court transcripts. This should concern everybody who is involved in any kind of court hearing or justice. So we had that information come out on Friday. Hey, we're trying to get the Shachtman decree off. And then over the Labor Day weekend, we're told that Rahm Emanuel, who has more money than anybody else running for this office in of mayor in Chicago, be his third term that he'd be running for re-election with. He surprised everybody yesterday by just dropping out all of a sudden. Everybody was like, whoa, nobody saw this coming. As a matter of fact, there were some people that were whispering about it over the weekend, but Rahm Emanuel himself called up, said there's no truth to the rumors. None of his people working on his campaign, none of his staff believed that there was anything to this. And then all of a sudden he dropped the bomb. He said, well, I need to spend more time with my family after 23 years. I just dropped off my youngest kid at college. I want to spend some more time with them and so forth. And so now people are starting to backfill as to reasons why this would suddenly happen. But I want you to hear the reason that Eugene Warrick and Tim O'Donnell, who's also going to be joining us, give. They believe that this has to do with this long-running case that Eugene Warrick has been running, going through, trying to get some justice on, that involves the Shachtman decree. Which, as I point out, they were talking about on Friday, holding a press conference, saying we've got to shut down this Shachtman decree. And let me tell you how you can find out more information about this, how you can help them, because this is something that is going to have national implication. You can follow what's going on Facebook, facebook.com/ Eugene Warrick, and you spell that E-U-G-E-N-E-W-Z-O-R-E-K. W-Z-O-R-E-K is the way you spell Warrick. So joining us now is Eugene Warrick and Tim O'Donnell. Welcome, gentlemen.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good morning, Bill. Good morning. And so, Eugene, let me go to you first. Why do you think that Rahm Emanuel resigned?
Well, there could be a lot of reasons, but just speculating. You got to remember now that we've taken this to the Supreme Court, and the Seventh Circuit has now involved the clerks of the Supreme Court in there. We joined them with a lawsuit, which Tim will tell you about. And don't forget, the judges up there are responsible for their clerks. So it could be a bad thing here going on, because it would cause a lot of damage and a lot of money. And basically, it's not just about a truck driver job. It's the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. And then basically, that would go into the cases for the children, prisoners, everything else. So that would go around the whole country like this. So basically, what you have is, say, in President Trump, let's just bring him up here. Okay, say they did the FISA report on him. Well, if they put any fraud in the FISA report, he's free. I mean, his lawyers maybe can't say they don't want to do it because they have the Bar Association rule. But you got to remember, if any case had fraud in it, it vitiates everything that's in the case.
Oh, yeah, and we know that a lot of times they'll talk about that and say this is the fruit of a poisonous tree. If
right.
they scammed everybody or even scammed the FISA court by planting stories in the press and then coming to the FISA judge and saying, look, we got these stories, which they put in the press. We got these stories about perhaps Trump-Russian collusion, and then the guy at the FISA court gives them the search warrant. That is anything that they get with that search warrant then is the fruit of a poisonous tree. And now we've learned that they didn't even, we just had a judicial watch lawsuit asking for what was the basis for Carter Page's FISA warrant. And they said, well, we didn't even get a FISA warrant for Carter Page. We just started surveilling him. So, yeah, there's a lot of fraud in that.
So think about that now. If there's fraud in a case, how can you rely on the other things being true? That just throws the case out completely. Now, the lawyers can't do that because they got to fight their own kind of way. If you're pro se, you can bring this up. Like, there's things in the case where everybody thinks, well, it's just a truck driver's job, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't understand that there were no precedents in my case. My case stood on its own. It is the precedent and for the First Amendment.
Yeah.
So basically, they don't understand it. Plus, there's articles in there by the judge where he makes a ruling that nobody can treat you as a lawyer if you're a pro se. So that would show the judge completely out of whack because he's got to follow the precedent in the court. Now, I won the case back in 1988, and basically they tried to appeal it. But here's the point. You can't appeal a contract. They broke the law. So they actually frauded the Supreme Court, too, because the Supreme Court made it that the Northern District was to see that this never happened again. And this was the only case that got through. And as we went into this, we started putting other things into it, like criminal cases, child cases. And basically, it's a thing that makes you whole. So what I went is this Bianca woman, and that would make me home with another family because I lost, you know, what I had. So basically, we can prove in that case that there's a lot of fraud. So that's part of making me whole. And if they want to go into that, we can go into that and bring that case in here and win that case. So you're looking at a whole storm of things that come from this. And remember, there's no precedence in my case. No other cases are used. They try to come on with cases that they never lost before, but they were summary judgments. Once you pass and go into court, that's it. Now, here's another thing. You've seen this in other cases, and I know there's people out there that are not stupid. If I'm the winner, Shackman's gone. What is he doing for the next 20 years in them cases? They were trying to hide my case because it set a precedent. Now, they could have actually took care of this by putting me back on or on disability, but they couldn't because if they did that, they would admit it's a loss. If it's a loss, they lose everything. So basically, that's why they kept it out there so long. And we went after the tapes, the audio tapes. Everybody's got tapes because there was nothing in there that was good.
I mean, and when you went after the audio tapes, what you found was that they had falsified the transcripts. Is that correct?
See, I got the transcript in a better way. They were trying me to get a lawyer because I did my case pro se. But then when I was pretty good at it, they wanted to bring a lawyer in because the lawyer takes you so far and then he settled.
Mm-hmm.
See, a pro se can go all the way up to the Supreme Court if they let him in and say what he wants to say. And he's not held to the bar restriction, you know, laws. So it's just like the president. Even this guy Giuliani, who's a great lawyer and likes the president, he can only use what he can use as a lawyer. See, a pro se can go in and say, hey, Trump should be out of this because there's fraud. And they can't have that. That makes a pro se more powerful than anything if he knows what he's doing. And it becomes the tricks of the trade then. So you start using different attitudes to go in there. Like if the people can't handle their case, their main objective is go look for fraud. Fraud changes the whole case around, becomes a criminal act, and you're in. They just dismiss it and evisciate it, and you're the winner.
So you found fraud. And you put that in, and as part of your appeal going to the Supreme Court, the clerk at the Supreme Court did not pass that along to the Supreme Court. And we want to talk about what happened with that with Tim O'Donnell, and we'll do most of that in the next segment. But we got a break coming up in about 50 seconds. Just give us a little bit of a preview about what we're going to be talking about in terms of the shenanigans and appealing to the Supreme Court.
Well, if you're going with Tim and he's going to talk about it, they got themselves attached to the case now. Now, since they're attached to the case, then I widened the Shackman on a ruling that showed that all your bosses are responsible for your middle management. They were trying to get away from that and only have the boss the key guy. But we widened that and made it wider. So now you can actually attach the Supreme Court clerks to that. Now, once you attach them, you're just about attaching the Supreme Court judges.
All right, so we're going to talk about that when we come back. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be talking to Eugene Warrick about what is going on in Chicago and what is going on with our court system. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes, supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line, Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eugene Warrick. We had the surprise resignation of Rahm Emanuel yesterday. On Friday, we had Cook County. They're in Chicago. Chicago is in Cook County, I guess. Let's put it that way. But nevertheless, we had a Cook County officer saying, we've got to get rid of the Shachtman decree. Now, most people outside of Chicago don't know about the Shachtman decree, but they do know about political patronage because it's basically what characterizes Chicago government. So we've had Eugene Warrick, who has been fighting this for 30-some-odd years. He won in court. They refused to pay him. They have been fighting that refusal, if I understand that correctly. We're going to get this. If I don't, you guys correct me. We're talking to Eugene Warrick and also to Tim O'Donnell. They have appealed this case all the way to the Supreme Court. Last time I talked to Eugene was before the appeal to the Supreme Court. And so I want to find out from Tim. Let's go to Tim now. And, Tim, can you fill us in on the details of what happened with the filings and the briefs on the way to the Supreme Court? Because you guys believe that you were not given justice in that process either. Is that correct?
That's correct. Eugene has been in the Supreme Court. This is not his first time in front of the Supreme Court either. There was a decision from 1996, and there was also a filing by Sheila Mannix in 2010. So this is technically Eugene's third time in front of the Supreme Court. They can hardly claim ignorance. But what happened is since the 19th of July, Eugene's presentation was accepted by the clerks. They immediately, it's rapid fire, turned it back around. I think it was like the next day, Eugene had this package back at his doorstep with a letter on it that saying that it was out of time. His petition was out of time. The basis of Eugene's writ, and it's up, it's been publicly posted at archive.org. If anybody searches Eugene's last name, W-Z-O-R-E-K, they can find the link at archive.org. There's the full writ right there. And it's based in two things. It's based in what can only be called an absolute and complete fraud of hiding Eugene's medical transcripts. In one instance, his medical transcripts were hidden and obscured for 5 years, which allows defendant to do quite a number of things in court appeals and that sort of thing. And in two other instances, these medical transcripts, which are transcripts of expert medical witness testimony, have been hidden to this day. That requires the efforts of clerks, of transcriptionists, of a clerk, you know, of court recordists, of officers of the court, and of judges. I mean, how can you – Eugene can't get these transcripts because the tape recordings of the proceedings don't even exist. They've completely hidden, you know, court-ordered medical witness testimony. How does that happen? And so that was the first basis. The second basis was a Rule 11e violation by the acting corporation counsel for the city of Chicago. And the Rule 11e violation, neither of those two things has any statute of limitations whatsoever. And so,
and tell people what the Rule 11e is about. That's about. Go ahead. I'll let you define it.
Sure. Rule 11e, in a nutshell, without citing the entire rule, is basically if any member or officer of the court goes to the clerk's office and signs out a piece of evidence, such as the tape, the original tape of the proceeding, that's evidence that is to be remain with the court at all times. Now, if that document or that piece of evidence doesn't make it back into the court, then that's a major violation. The offending party can be considered in contempt of court, and then that party is also, in this case, the defendant, is not allowed to file with the court. And this goes in perpetuity until the document is returned to the court clerk's office.
It's like tampering with evidence, essentially. And we have seen the government tamper with evidence in trial after trial after trial. I mean, I've seen it when we got involved with the covering the Bundy trial and all the different various defendants that were involved in that. We had the judge coming in and saying, you're not going to let the jury see this, hiding evidence from them and so forth, not actually physically removing it, which is a different thing that they did with this Rule 11e. But as you're pointing out, these things don't have a statute of limitations. So how could the Supreme Court clerk say that you are out of time on these things?
Well, it seemed a little bit to me, it seemed perfunctory. It seemed like a first or second year law student reply. So it literally took me less than 5 minutes to find the relevant case law. This was with a Google search. I mean, anybody could have done it. And I helped Eugene craft a reply. He went ahead and filed that reply on the 25th of July. And then that time they kind of held on to it for a minute. I would imagine they circulated it around. And then on August 2nd, they sent another reply, which was just a larger restatement of what they had already said. And it's just, you know, it's kind of it nonplussed everybody. You know, like they were just saying the same thing, only in more elaborate terms. And so then on August 15th, Eugene filed essentially service. He filed an affidavit to the Supreme Court and enjoined the clerks for fraud because Eugene has a standing Shachtman violation. It's a standing case.
So what happens when you charge the clerks of the Supreme Court with fraud? I mean, who hears that case?
The first thing is they ignore you. And then they pretend like nothing happened. They literally sent personal service back. I don't know.
Sounds like everything the government does. They ignore you and then they pretend nothing happened.
Yeah, I don't know anybody that has the right to send personal service back to the mailer. I don't know how they got away with that, but they tried it. And so here's the procedure, believe it or not. And we spent more than half a day in phone calls trying to find out what the procedure was, who to report this to. And if the clerk, if you have a problem, a major problem or a minor problem with a clerk of any court, the person to report that problem to is, it's the clerk of court.
That's right. If you have a problem with the Department of Justice, call the Department of Justice. Or you got a problem with the FBI, just call them. They'll tell you that there is no problem.
Right. We here at the Department of Redundancy Department take our job very seriously. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly.
Yeah, so what do you do at this point? Where do you go now that you've hit just a brick wall and these people are just stonewalling you on saying, well, you know, we're going to ignore this. We're going to ignore the crimes. We're going to commit crimes to ignore those crimes. And there's nobody that you can talk to about this.
Well, Eugene's already joined the clerks in Jackson. So based on the Rule 11E, they have just committed a violation of the rules of the court. They should be fired. Summarily. So we have to go about and set about making that happen. I don't know exactly how you do it when you have to report it to the people who have to fire themselves. But technically speaking, I suppose they're overseen by the justices of the Supreme Court. So maybe that's an avenue.
Well, you know, that's what President Trump, I guess, has been trying to do with Jeff Sessions. Jeff, fire yourself. You're not doing your job where you violated this. I mean, and I wanted to talk to you guys, not only because of what's going on with Chicago and with Rahm Emanuel, but also because it shows the sorry state of our court system, not just the corruption of the Department of Justice, but also the corruption of the Supreme Court. At the time that we're having all these hearings about, you know, we got all the theatrics going on with the Democrats about who's going to replace, the retiring judge there. We see that this is a bit of a sham, isn't it?
I think it's more than a bit of a sham. In fact, when you have a pattern in practice that starts in City of Chicago employment, and they're claiming that they've gotten rid of it now, which is it's amazing to me. But, you know, they claim that they've gotten rid of all the patronage. But when you have a pattern that starts within the City of Chicago employment and it's been going on for decades and extends into the courts, the clerks, the officers, the transcriptionists, the judges, and then it goes up to the Northern District in Chicago and it goes up to the Seventh Circuit. And now we have the clerks. I mean, you know, honestly, it's looking like racketeering to me.
Yeah, it does, which is what we'd expect from anything coming out of Chicago.
Yeah,
but this goes all the way up the federal path.
We've got it right up to the clerks of the Supreme Court now. So, you know, when you enjoin the clerks of the Supreme Court in a Shackman, that's racketeering.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's
absolutely
what they seem to have missed. Maybe they're trying to avoid a racketeering investigation, but I don't think they're going to be able to avoid this one. Eugene has 30-plus years of evidence in black and white, and it's going to be very difficult for them to explain missing transcripts because there's nothing to make the transcripts from. That's the transcriptionist's job. That's the whole reason why he or she is there.
And that's why people should be concerned about this particular case. If we have a court system that is corrupt from the top all the way down to the bottom, if it is nothing but racketeering, that is something that affects everybody here. And we're seeing this in every case that we cover, whether it's the Bundys or whether it's Ross Ulbricht and the Silk Road or whether it's Eugene Warrick. We're seeing this in all of these different cases because those are the ones. If you're involved in a case, you probably have seen it as well. This type of corruption and bullying that is going on there. We've only got about 1 minute left. Do you guys think that this has anything to do with Rahm Emanuel, and why would hit back on him? Just tell us real quick.
Can I give you a quick example of how big it is?
Sure.
I was thumbing through some of Eugene's documents, and he has a treasure trove of documents. I've got something here dated December 12, 1995. It's from the U.S. Department of Justice and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. It's to Eugene's attorney, Mr. James Cheslow. Dear Mr. Cheslow, we've reviewed your letter November 8th. Blah, 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 allegations, improprieties. We thank you for bringing this matter to our attention. Regret that we are unable to assist you further. So Eugene filed evidence, an affidavit with the Department of Justice.
Hang on, we got to take a quick break. Can you stay with us for the top of the hour? We got about another 5 minutes.
Sure
we'll
can.
Wrap this up. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to talk to Tim O'Donnell. We're going to broaden this out a little bit. This is not just about this specific case. Very important.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Eugene Warrick. Again, you can find out information about his case at facebook.com/Eugene Warrick. That's spelled E-U-G-E-N-E. That's Eugene. And Warrick is W-Z-O-R-E-K. Now, this is a case that's been going on for 30 years. And Eugene won a political corruption case in Chicago. They refused to pay him. They began the process of appeal. As Tim O'Donnell, who's also on the line with us, pointed out, in the process of this appeal, there has been multiple cases of fraud, withholding of evidence, Rule 11E, and so forth, that doesn't have a statute of limitations. Fraud conducted at the local courts and now all the way up to the Supreme Court, with the clerk of the court saying, no, you're out of time. No, there is no time limit on Rule 11E. That's very clear. And so now the clerks of the Supreme Court have committed fraud and a crime. So who do you report that to? Well, you have to report that to them. and so this, folks, is what the Supreme Court looks like when it gets involved in your life. Because we can talk about all these Supreme Court hearings that are going on right now in Washington. And we can talk about the broad principles and the ways that they interject themselves into our lives in broad ways. But there's also the vast corruption that we're seeing in the Department of Justice from the top to the bottom. And so I wanted to give Tim O'Donnell, we ran out of time in the last segment. I wanted to give him a little bit more time to wrap this up. Talk about, Tim, talk about how this affects Rahm Emanuel, who suddenly resigned, as well as the systemic corruption. Where you go from here? You've got about 3 minutes.
Okay, well, I can give you one quick possibility. I started working on this before the break, and I got long-winded. Let's just say that in 1995, in December of 1995, Eugene's attorney received a letter from the FBI. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the director of the FBI in 1995 was a Mr. Mueller, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mr. Robert Mueller. So because Eugene's case widened the Shachman, and then now supervisors are responsible for the actions of their hirelings and their subordinates, as it were, then I would say Mr. Mueller would be responsible for this. But Mr. Zorich's attorney sent evidence, affidavits, and video to the FBI, and the FBI passed. Hmm. On clear, just what couldn't be clearer evidence of fraud in the courts. And so you have the same group of characters coming up over and over again. You have to scratch your head and wonder, why is it always the same names and the same people at the top of these organizations? And I wonder if maybe a Mr. Mueller or somebody from the court gave Rahm Emanuel a call and that might have prompted some action on his part. I don't know. We can't prove that. Eugene?
No, what I'm just saying is that we can go through to the Supreme Court right now, and they've got to be my witnesses, and they're the ones that set up this thing. So it would be me just against them, ex parte, one person. They can't come. So in other words, you can't lose when nobody's against you. So once we get up before the Supreme Court, which they're going to have to take us because it's a First Amendment case, what are they going to do?
Yeah, they have to take you, but only if you can get publicity on this. I mean, that's the key. Otherwise, they can just ignore you and pretend that you don't exist, which is has been the standard operating procedure for these people, hasn't it?
But, David, here's the point. A First Amendment case must be heard, as they've done to the case in West New Jersey, Paterson, New Jersey. So, basically, they had to make time out for that. Now, here's the other point to this. If the Supreme Court don't do nothing, anybody that looks into my case or takes anything out of the case has now got fraud against the court, too. That means the Supreme Court will be committing crimes, right, Tim?
Well, they would have to stand in fraud to go against Eugene. That would only, in this instance, you could have all of the justices basically take a pass, and only one of them agree with Eugene, and he would win the case.
Wow. This is a very interesting case. It's got a lot of different moving parts in it. But the fundamental issue here, folks, is that we have systemic corruption. We have seen it in case after case. Each of these is slightly different. But as Tim O'Donnell points out, it's still the same cast of characters. It's like some kind of a Dickens novel. The way these guys are always at the center of all of this. Good luck, guys, and we'll be hearing more from you, because the only way we're going to get them to do something is to shine the light of publicity on it. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to take a quick look at what happened yesterday with Bob Woodward. We're talking about what's going on today. The first couple of hours, the hearings will be happening today in terms of social media censorship. There's a couple of different hearings, one in the Senate, one in the House. And in the Senate, you will have both the CEO of Twitter and the COO of Facebook that will be answering questions. They're going to be peppering them, saying, we need to have more censorship because, you know, we've got those pesky foreign Russians who are trying to interfere with our elections. You know, they spent an entire $100,000. According to Facebook, on the last election. So now Facebook is going to just stop all conservatives. Because, you know, all conservatives are linked to Russia, right? We know that. Don't we know that? Haven't you, if you are a conservative, haven't you seen when you post up? Because I know I have, and I've seen them make the same claim against a lot of other conservatives. People who are well-known, people who are not well-known. You put something up on Twitter, you support Trump one way or the other, and they call you a Russian bot. We had CNN go down to Florida and badger an elderly lady saying, you're a Russian bot, aren't you? Go right to her door and do that. So CNN does that. All the little Twitter trolls that you see out there, they all do that. The people on Facebook all do that. Anybody that is conservative is a Russian bot, so therefore they must be purged. And of course, it's not just the Democrats who are urging this. It's also the Republicans who are urging this. We have Saudi Arabia saying, if you post anything online that we don't like, if it's satirical, if it is a different religion, if it criticizes or makes fun of Mohammed bin Salman or any of these other people, then we are going to put you in jail for 5 years. Punishable up to 5 years. Now, the way they do it in China, same sort of thing. You put something out about Winnie the Pooh because there is there've been a lot of satire and jokes about President Xi as Winnie the Pooh. They will just disappear you, and then Google will help them and disappear you off of the internet. Google has already done that to a couple of people. Been documented that they do that. So they will disappear you from cyberspace, and President Xi will disappear you from physical space. And these people are doing this because they understand, and this is, you know, you look at this and say, are they humorless? Yes, they're humorless. Can they not take a joke? No, they can't take a joke. Talk about President Xi as Winnie the Pooh. He's going to take you away. He's going to give you a social credit score, which if you get enough demerits, you can't get a job, you can't travel, you can't do anything. There he is. There's the meme that everybody was putting out, making fun of him. And I don't know why he would find that so offensive. I mean, you know, Obama, I don't guess, is offended by the fact that they made him into Tigger. Compared to the Tigger, I don't know what the deal is. But who knows? The bottom line is Saul Alinsky and his rules for radicals. I can't remember the number now. Maybe it's rule number 5. Ridicule is the most damaging weapon because there's no response to it. Oh, yes, there is a response. You can censor people on social media. And, of course, you can stop any discussion of policies. Because, you know, it doesn't matter for these people that have been brought up in the school system that we've created, that people like Rahm Emanuel have helped to create with Bill Ayers. It doesn't matter in the court and the court of public opinion because we don't have those discussions anymore. We're in a postmodern era where there is no such thing as truth. Everybody's got their own truth. You got a truth. I got a truth. My truth is based on the fact that I'm a white male of a certain age. So what's the point in even talking to me? Just get in my face and scream and yell racist, sexist, homophobe, xenophobe. And that's it. You're done. Just and repeat until finished, which is what they're doing in the court hearings. And so there's no point in having an argument. You just censor people and you shout labels at them because that's all people are. They're just the identity politics that they are. And so as we see this kind of thing moving forward, we now have the hearings happening today. They're pushing for more censorship. That's why Alex Jones is there covering it live. Because they're putting more pressure on Twitter, the one place where we had where Alex Jones and InfoWars was not shut down was on Twitter. And so they're continuing to put pressure on Jack Dorsey. And understand, the people who are putting pressure on him are also Wall Street Journal, Fox News. It's not just the Democrats. It's coming from the establishment of both parties and the media establishment of both parties. Understand that Fox News, for the most part, is really better represented by Rupert Murdoch and Shepard Smith, not so much Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, and Laura Ingraham. You may think of them as that. And those people, I agree with them, and they're honest, and they are allowed to give their opinion. But Shepard Smith is on the other side of the aisle. He would be more comfortable, and I think he would like, he would jump, if they offered him, he would jump in a heartbeat to CNN or MSNBC. He absolutely hates what Sean and Tucker and Laura are doing. He absolutely hates that. And I think the management, especially the new management, doesn't like it either. Either way, they would like to have a monopoly on the conservative sphere. And so we see conservative voices being purged everywhere, except, of course, for Fox News, because they've been bona fide by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Yes, Fox News, that's legitimate. Oh, we're going to allow them in there. We'll allow the Wall Street Journal. Why? Because they, the establishment people at those two organizations will, for the most part, push the globalist agenda. The person who will not push the globalist agenda, of course, is President Trump. And so we have the Washington Post. You know, it's kind of interesting. Yesterday, we saw the figures come out about Jeff Bezos and just how much money he made in the last year. And it works out to about $8 million an hour, I believe. I've got the stuff here. Again, Nike and Facebook and even Tesla. Tesla doesn't care. You know, or Elon Musk doesn't care. And he's still out there coming after the guy who embarrassed him when he wanted to put together his submarine to go rescue people. And because the guy said, we don't need that. That's not going to work. And they rescued the people caught in the cave in Thailand. So Elon Musk called the guy a pedophile and is begging him to sue him because that's what he's focused on. So we got massive Tesla expose reveals chaos for workers while Musk does whatever he wants. Because, you know, money, I don't really care about that. I'm virtuous. I'm green. Look at my green virtue, says Elon Musk. And, of course, his brother is into it probably even more so than Elon Musk is. And besides that, he doesn't really need the money because he's got infinite subsidies from the U.S. government. every business that he does. He puts a green veneer on it, and he gets massive subsidies. Whether it's his battery business or whether it is his car business, whatever, he gets these kinds of subsidies. And so when we look at these billionaires, and again, I think that Jeff Bezos is in a category by himself. Because Jeff Bezos is a little bit older than these other people. I don't think that they're really looking for meaning in politics. I don't really think that they're subordinating the growth of their company and the income to their political agenda, that he's doing that like they are. I think Jeff Bezos is really after the money and the power. And when you look at the fact that he's got $8 million per hour, as The Week pointed out, his net worth has risen by $67 billion this year alone, bringing the grand total of his immense fortune to $167 billion. Bezos could buy an $8 million private island off the coast of Maine every hour without even making a dent in his historic net worth. In other words, that's just his income coming in. He doesn't even have to touch his savings. He could also scoop up Oprah Winfrey's Orcas Island estate 24 times a day with his pocket change. So even Oprah Winfrey's island estate, total value, less than 1/24th of what he makes in a single day. And so when we look at this $8 million per hour that he makes, think about the fact that we paid, that Jeff Bezos paid $250 million for the Washington Post, his personal political blog. That gives him a lot of political leverage in Washington. And so he pays $250 million for the Washington Post. How long did it take Jeff Bezos to buy that? Well, it took him 30 hours. At the rate that he's making money right now to buy the Washington Post. Now, what could you buy with 30 hours of your labor? If you're making the median family income of about $50,000 to $55,000, let's just say $52,000 to make it easy. That means that you make $1,000 a week. And so you're going to take three-quarters of that, $1,000. So, you know, would you buy the Washington Post for $750 if you had the opportunity? Because, you know, you could turn around and use the Washington Post to put political people in office or take them
out.
We're
bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse Preglinone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful Preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, you know, we don't have too much of an attention span. It wasn't but just a few months ago that we had Michael Wolff writing Fire and Fury. Remember that? That tempest in Washington? Oh, look at the expose of Michael Wolff. And then people did start to take a look at the background of Michael Wolff. And then he went on talk shows to promote his book, Fire and Fury. And he kind of fell apart. You even had Mika Brzezinski ripping him apart on her show. And now we got a new one. Not Fire and Fury, but Fear. They love these F words, don't they? What the F is going on in Washington? We've got Fire and Fury and now Fear in Washington. This is the new Bob Woodward book, reportedly based on a comment that President Trump said somewhere about power. I don't want to use the word, but yeah, I got to use it. Fear. It's based on fear. It's like, yeah, I understand. That is what it's based on. Let's also understand what Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein are based on as well. Let's understand. Let's do a little bit of investigation of the background, just like was eventually done with Michael Wolff as well. I was talking about Jeff Bezos and how much money he has, how he's making $8 million per hour just based on how his net worth has risen on the stock, a largely matter of public record. They're talking about all the different things that he could buy. Well, let's talk about what he really did buy. He didn't go out and buy Oprah Winfrey's island. He didn't go out and buy a private island off the coast of Maine every hour. He didn't buy that stuff. What did he buy? You know, he didn't buy himself a new hypercar so he could drive around like some Dubai billionaire. He didn't buy any of those things. Jeff Bezos is not like Elon Musk. He's not like these people that have Facebook, Jeff, Mark Zuckerberg, and these other individuals. Jeff Bezos is different. He's not out there just pushing a political agenda because he's part of a cog of some greater machinery or whatever. No, he's out there investing seed money in things that are going to make him even more wealthy, even more powerful. He invested, you know, making this $8 million per hour, he invested $250 million in a fire sale of the Washington Post. And in Washington, that is very powerful political leverage. The Washington Post, for whatever reason, and I don't really understand why it has so much reverence with everybody. You know, I know it was involved in Watergate and with the Pentagon Papers and so forth. And now it is legendary. It was already well known if you go back and look in the late 1800s, early 1900s, John Philip Sousa wrote a famous march called the Washington Post. It was already very well known because it was in Washington. It has a lot of influence simply because it's in Washington. Then it became somewhat legendary because of the Pentagon Papers and the Watergate trial situation and so forth, being at the center of all that. And so that's something that carries a certain cachet and political clout in Washington. You can use the Washington Post to destroy other people. A lot of people have referred to the Washington Post as the Amazon Post, or as Jeff Bezos' own personal political blog. As I pointed out, $8 million per hour. It only takes him 30 hours to buy the Washington Post at that rate. If you make $52,000 a year, median family income in the United States, that means that you could, you know, do you give that much consideration to something you could pick up for $750? And that's basically how expensive it was for Jeff Bezos. Just $750. Get the Washington Post. And get it delivered for free. I mean, I don't know. You probably have to pay more than that for a subscription in Washington. Everything is so expensive. You probably have to pay more than $750 if you are reading that rag to do that. But he has leveraged that. And look at the contract that the guy has. He's got a massive contract coming up for the Pentagon, servicing their data. He's done the same thing for the CIA and so forth. He's gotten a lot of political contracts for Amazon. It's working out very well for him. And here's his latest leverage, this book put out by Bob Woodward. And where do they promote this book? At the Washington Post. Where else would you promote an anti-Trump Bob Woodward book but at the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos blog? And so here's the five most explosive claims, according to USA Today. If you believe what's in this book, the White House, they say, is simply a mess. If you believe what's in the book, that is. President Trump said, so many lies, so many phony sources. This book is a con on the public. That's right. Bob Woodward, not an icon. This book is a con job on the public. But here's the five explosive claims. Just as sensational as the fictional book written by Michael Wolff, Fire and Fury, that we don't hear anything about anymore because we got the attention of a fruit fly, the attention span of a fruit fly. So here's one of them. I stole it off his desk. To protect Trump from himself and the world from Trump, Bob Woodward reports, according to anonymous sources, that the president's top aides swiped documents from his desk or hid paperwork to stop potential presidential action. In the book's opening scene, Woodward writes that the former chief economic advisor Gary Cohn stole a draft letter from Trump's desk that would have withdrawn the U.S. from a trade agreement with South Korea. I stole it off his desk, Cohn told an associate, according to Woodward. I wouldn't let him see it. He's never going to see that document. Got to protect the country. Number two, it's either that or an orange jumpsuit, said his lawyer, according to Woodward's anonymous sources. John Dowd put Trump through a mock interview to show him that he didn't want to go up against Robert Mueller. Now, I could believe that this happened because people who are innocent want to declare that they're innocent. And I've talked about this when I talked to parents who've been taken advantage of by Child Protective Services. CPS will come in. And it's like, sure, come on in. I've got nothing to hide. Oh, you better not let them in your door. If CPS comes knocking on your door, say, get a warrant and call a lawyer. Shut the door in their face, say, get a lawyer, get a warrant, and you get a lawyer, or call the Homeschool Legal Defense Association or something like that. Do not let them in your house. It is a fishing expedition. And this lawyer, I'm sure, John Dowd, understood that this was a fishing expedition. This whole thing with Bob Mueller has been a fishing expedition. And so, purportedly, to drive home the point, John Dowd put Trump through a mock interview, asked him questions like Bob Mueller would do. Got him very upset. Dowd allegedly told him, don't testify. It's either that or an orange jumpsuit. Of course they're going to find something. They're going to trip him up. These guys are lawyers. They're going to be able, you get somebody like President Trump who talks off the cuff and is very loquacious, always elaborating and so forth, and, you know, talking circular. They're going to get him on a perjury charge. If they don't get him on some kind of a financial thing, because we've got so many complicated financial laws. He's an idiot, they said. Well, you know, that Kelly has pushed back against that. This is the second time that that has come up. And these individuals with President Trump, both Mattis and others, have pushed back on it. Trump himself said, I never referred to Jeff Sessions as a mentally retarded, dumb Southerner. I said neither. Never use those terms on anyone, including Jeff. And being a Southerner is a great thing. They made this up to divide people. James Mattis and General John Kelly, the two generals, Secretary of Defense James Mattis, John Kelly have written lengthy things saying there's absolutely no truth to it. Mattis, he said, was particularly exasperated and so forth. Kelly said, this is another pathetic attempt to smear people close to the president and to distract from the administration's many successes. He said, I never said that. I think this is going to turn out to be another fire and fury. A lot of sound and fury signifying nothing.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and it is Wednesday, and we're pleased to have Lionel joining us. And, of course, you can find Lionel on YouTube. The channel is Lionel Nation. Also, you can find Lionel on Twitter, at Lionel. And, Lionel, I want to ask you about this latest book that came out, this latest President Trump says it's a work of fiction from CIA Bob, a Democrat operative. As you frequently point out, people don't have much of an attention span. It was just a short time ago that we were talking about Michael Wolff's book, Fire and Fury, which turned out to be Sound and Fury, signifying nothing. This guy just fell apart when people started fact-checking his book. And so Bob Woodward has a stellar reputation because, you know, he's with the Washington Post. They helped to do Watergate and so forth with help from the CIA and the FBI. They were able to take that down. And so he's going to be a little bit harder to take down his credibility. But the same type of thing, I think. I don't know. What do you think about this book now called Fear? They love these books that start with the this alliteration of F.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear a word you said. Could you repeat that, please?
I'm kidding.
Let me say before I forget, I'm sorry I missed you last week because I was doing something which I want to share with you right now. And people in our advanced years, David, wizened and hobbled by decrepitude and senescence, I had my colonoscopy.
Whoa.
Let me stop.
I thought you were going to talk about getting your picture taken with President Trump in the Oval Office.
That didn't
happen at the same time, did it?
It's interesting. But I got to tell you something. Just for whatever it's worth, I cannot believe people who are so frightened by this, including women who've had birth. I don't understand this. Look, before we get to Woodward, let me explain something to you. You know, David, we always talk about technology. Oh, we got the new iPhone X, whatever, iPhone 10, or whatever. The colonoscopy is the greatest thing. It's a camera. But by the way, very quickly, last thing.
Did you put those pictures up on Twitter? Or?
No. Well, I put a picture from the Okefenokee Swamp, but they didn't know it was the same thing. But the best line somebody told me was, I said, what do you say after you're done? Something funny and quippy, and somebody said to me, the best line would be, you are the worst dentist I have ever been to. How dare you? Anyway, let's talk about this.
I know which end is up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Look, nobody cares about Bob Woodward. Seriously. Look, Michael Wolff, Omarosa, what about that book?
Yeah, that's right. We're coming out these tell-everything books that are coming out once a week.
Have you heard the 11-minute tape of Trump with Woodward?
No, and I haven't heard that, yeah.
Well, you got to hear this. And Trump is saying something like, well, you know, I wish you would have talked to me about this. And Trump says, well, I mean, now this is Woodward. This is Mr. Watergate, which, by the way, if you believe this story, that was handed to him.
Yeah,
this is a pompous follow the money. Stop it. Anyway.
Yeah.
What he did was he said, you know, I was trying to get a hold of you. And I talked to Kellyanne Conway, and he's on the phone. And he said, Kelly, come here for a minute. Did Woodward talk to you? Well, he goes, it's probably a bad book. It's probably not going to help me. So here's Kelly. Puts her on the phone. You can hear this. She says, you know, Bob, well, Kelly, you know, when I ask you, you look into it. She says, you know what? I passed it on. I forgot. I'm kind of busy. I guess if they said no, now stop right there.
But he says, but I'm Bob Woodward. I mean, don't you stop everything at the White House when Bob Woodward calls?
Better yet, don't you say, I'm calling again. I do this with getting my... You know, a pizza order. It's like, I just called you. Hello. Yeah. Okay, we're sorry. That's it? That's Mr. Gumshoe, hard charging. He makes one reference? Nobody cares about this. Nobody cares about listen, I hate when people say.
He didn't want President Trump to weigh in on any of this stuff. He just wanted to say, well, I reached out to him, but he didn't reply to me, so now I'm free to say anything that I want to. That's just inoculating himself against charges of slander and so forth. These journalists do this all the time. I talked to you about a couple of weeks ago. Somebody called at midnight after this business had called. Oh, give us a comment on this. At 5 a.m. in the morning, they said, well, we reached out to them, but there was no content, a comment by press time, so we had to run with the story. That's what they do all the time.
I got news for you. Don't comment.
Yeah.
What are you going to comment for? What am I going to say? Look, it doesn't really matter. Now, the next thing is very, very simply this. I'm telling you right now, and you know this, and I know this, that, and this is so simple. Kavanaugh's got the votes, and the jokes, perhaps. He's got them. What are we waiting for? What are we doing this? And by the way, Cory Booker, enough. How does Richard Blumenthal, with his phony Vietnam record, dare show his face in public? What are we doing? What is this, a kabuki dance?
Yeah.
We have the documents. He's got the votes.
Yeah.
Cory Booker, you're going to read 42,000 documents? What are you talking about? What, I mean, seriously. And honestly,
well, they've had months to look at his public record as a judge and dissect that. They knew even before the election, and everybody knew President Trump had a list of 25 judges. Go do your due diligence on that. Then they looked at that and they said, we don't like any of the people because of the source or whatever. Or they've already done that. They already knew what they were going to do. The 42,000 pages is totally irrelevant.
Listen, I want some of our younger fans to go back and look at the great discussion or the interviews between Ted Kennedy and Robert Bork. That was great. Mm-hmm. And listen, Kavanaugh's a great guy, but this sounds like a sirtoma.
I believe that citizens should avail themselves of the Constitution and liberty.
He's like, oh, come on. What is he supposed to be? Now, here's the best one, too. They said, is Roe against Wade? Are you going to repeal this? First of all, no, none of these people care about Roe. They care nothing mm-hmm. about it. They were just mm-hmm. told. I'm supposed to ask about what? About Roe? Roe? Tommy Roe? Oh, sweet pea. I'm really going back into the musical archives for that one. But they're saying Roe against Wade. Roe. I don't even know who Roe is. Just say this. Listen, in 2014, the CDC alone said there were 652,000 abortions. Let me tell you something. Eugenicists and globalists, whatever you're going to call it, ain't going to let Roe go anywhere. It's not happening. There may be a tweak here. There may be something as far as maybe if there's a case involving, you know, younger people, whatever, but it ain't happening. And by the by, I just want everybody to grasp this. This is just one of what they call the Constitution. And by the way, David, always hold your weathered copy up to make the point. People don't understand it if you just say the Constitution. You got to hold it up. I happen to believe that all drugs should be legalized. I also am an adamant opponent to the death penalty. Guess what? If I were a Supreme Court justice and you asked me, do you think drug laws are constitutional? I say, yep. Do you think the death penalty is constitutional? I say, yep. Do you like the death penalty? No. No. But that doesn't mean...
Well, I would agree with you on the death penalty. I would disagree with you on the drug stuff, because we've got the 10th Amendment that says it's, unless it is expressly permitted, they can't take it away. And we have the 18th Amendment where they had to amend the Constitution to prohibit alcohol. So how do we have the prohibition of pot if we needed a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol? That was back in the day when we pretended that we're going to obey the Constitution.
No, I am against prohibition of drugs.
Yeah, I don't think it's constitutional,
though. No, I don't need... I don't think you could... You could, if you would, say, you know... But the point of the matter is that judges don't go in there and all of us, let's say, now, let's go get tattoos. I'm gonna fix that, or I'm going to exact. And by the way, I want everybody, the next time you're in a meeting, the next time you're caught in a lie... Two favorite phrases this week. One is from Lanny Davis. I'm going to walk this back. And the second one is what Pope Bergoglio said. I think we need a moment of silence.
Yeah, a moment, an extended moment of silence. I want you guys over there, all you bishops, to just shut up. In other words, let's have some silence about this. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to be right back with Lionel. Stay with us. You can find him on YouTube, Lionel Nation, on Twitter, @Lionel. We'll be right back with Lionel.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. BodyEase, sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It's sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing to your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we have Lionel on with us. And, of course, you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, also on Twitter, at Lionel. And you can get the picture. You can see the pictures on Twitter. Lionel met President Trump. He was in the Oval Office, got a picture of President Trump along with his wife. His lovely wife got to meet the president in the Oval Office, and we're going to ask him about that. But before we get on to that, Lionel, you were talking about the Judge Bork hearings. I think this is one of the reasons why we have had the Supreme Court confirmation hearings now banalized. Nobody wants to get borked anymore, because you had an interesting discussion going back and forth between Judge Bork. You know, he would engage people and explain things. I thought it was very interesting when we had the Clarence Thomas hearings, not the stuff about Anita Hill and everything, but you had Joe Biden come out and browbeat him over the fact that he had written about the concept of natural rights. And it's like, yeah, that's in the Declaration of Independence. When I heard Joe Biden, I didn't know anything about Joe Biden at that point in time. I nearly drove off the road. My wife and I were on vacation. We're listening to the hearings live. That's the kind of nerd I am. But anyway, I nearly drove off the road when I heard Joe Biden having a problem with natural rights. So in response to that, you know, Clarence Thomas kind of took a powder on that. He didn't defend any of those positions. And then we went all the way to Darth Vader Ginsburg, who, just not going to say anything. And she's going to stay there forever. I expect fully one of these terms are going to see her show up, not just in black robes with a black helmet, and you're going to hear it going, and you're not going to be snoring or on a respirator.
Who? I'm your father. You know, I would have loved to have had to have done, you know, one of these, Judge Kavanaugh, your thought on the fertile octogenarian exception to the rule against perpetuities, something the rule in Shelley's case, some really arcane property thing that only like law students or anybody studying for the bar exam.
That's Darth Vader Ginsburg, the exception to the octogenarian clause.
We used to, as a joke, I used to call up radio stations, which is how I got my start, and I would call lawyer shows on the weekends and ask the most complicated, devised to A for life, but upon 21, it reverts back. Okay, two things before I forget. Number one, I just want to throw this out. You know, David, you are a conspiracy theorist and a nut. I just want to let you know this. You're a nut, and I'm a bigger
I'm crazy.
Nut. Oh, you're correct. I'm a kook. They call me now. It's in writing. I'm a kook. All right, fine. Here's the best part. Zina Bash is sitting behind. This is the best one ever. Zina Bash, a clerk, a friend, sitting behind Kavanaugh and makes apparently, maybe she puts her hand in what appears to be, you saw this, the okay sign. Okay.
I saw that.
You're
a white supremacist.
Troll. And the ADL is coming out. No, no. And people say, no, it's true. And I'm thinking to myself, and I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I mean, seriously, I'm a lunatic. You know, because somebody said, you know, Hillary could come out wearing Valkyrie helmets and a pentagram. I'm saying, what is this? You sick Valkyrie. This woman goes like this. Okay, fine. But Lawrence Gelman, did you see this? Her father... Mm-hmm. Who is a climate change person, but he's called a climate denier.
You denied their religion. I think we should just start calling them climate infidels, because that's really where they're going with all this stuff.
Well, let me tell you, climate change is one thing, climate global warming, but you're so sick you deny the climate? What are you? You sick? All right. So anyway,
I'm going to call these people solar deniers, because they deny the effect of the sun on our climate. They're solar deniers.
Now, you remember the old days, because you and I cut our teeth on the Armory, Gordon Sully, Championship Wrestling before.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Dusty Rose, Eddie Graham at the Armory. Now, you know the work happened. They probably went in and told the kids, now listen, I want you to understand something. At about... When is it? Because we picked up with this guy. About 10 after, they're going to start screaming. Thank God they didn't wear the you-know-what hats and the swollen pudenda foam rubber, you know, code pink thing or whatever. But they're going to start...
Say, what's new, pussy hat, right?
You feline funster, you. Anyway, so we're going to say, now listen, what you're going to do is we're going to get up and we're going to walk you out. And this is a big, okay, Dad, I got it. Great, you got it? Terrific, I got it. No problem. Just on time. Come on, we're out of here. And then how about the strange guy who comes out? Not strange, I shouldn't say that, but who puts his hand out. And he's like, what is going on here? I mean, let's face it, these are tough times. And that's not a, hey, how are you? It's almost like, remember the old days in airports when you would be hit with Moonies? Can I talk to you for a moment? Get away! So this was the most... macabre event, and I'm thinking, and I went back and watched Ted Kennedy, who was, you say what you want about Ted, may not have been a great driver, but he knew
he was sober stuff. That day, right?
And he and Bork were going into this case versus this case. It was lecture. It was beautiful. It was profound. It was wonderful. And the best part about it, he's going to get in. And all of this is for naught. By the way, quickly, can I just throw a couple of things out here? Just whatever. You know, next Tuesday is the 17th anniversary, the date of 9/11. Do you know, in New York Post today, brand new story, the number of men who are suffering from breast cancer who happen to be down there. You know, let me explain something. Wow. That story is not done yet. That official story, people say, oh, that's it, you know, move on. No. It's not done yet.
And what they were telling the people at the time, which is what's really sad, they were lying to them and saying, everything is fine. You can go on in now. You know, trust the government. If you say otherwise, if you say that, no, it's still dangerous there. What? Oh, you know, you're just a conspiracy theorist.
That was Christy Todd Whitman. She was the one, EPA, mm-hmm. governor of New Jersey. And then that. And also very finally, you know, speaking of Florida, and people don't know this, because you and I are crackers, a couple of Florida crackers, because I'm from Florida. F-L-A-W-D-A, not Boca, not I'm from Otisasa with Micanopy, Polk County, that kind of stuff.
But that's born and raised in Tampa, both of us. Yeah.
Gillum, we're both tampons, and we'll just leave it at that. So we have Gillum and DeSantis in the race. Might be, there's two things that are the scariest. Number one, Gillum asks for, I would love Medicare for everybody. I really would, if we could somehow pay for it.
Yeah, get Venezuela to pay for it. They've got it figured out.
But I'm saying, if we, now be careful about this, because let me tell you something, one of the worst places on the face of the earth, Haiti, thanks in part to the Clinton travesty, is also a capitalist country. So capitalism has got its problems too. But aside from that.
Did you see Dana Bash on CNN going after him and say, hey, $33 trillion? He goes, oh, we're going to save money in the long term. Yeah, but you got to pay for that $33 trillion. So they call it Medicare because they think that's going to appeal to the elderly people who retired in Florida. But they went to Florida because they didn't want to pay income taxes. So it's like, I don't know how that's going to work out for you.
It's like, Gillum, Mr. Gillum, can I talk to you for a moment? Okay, good. And DeSantis, who came up with, and let's face it, where were you when he said, of all of the phrases, don't. So what happened was, then we went off into that scrum, that veer, again, not talking about anything. But here's the worst part. According to the polls, if you know how good the polls were during the 2016 election, it's a dead heat. I'm thinking, what? Yeah, I don't believe this for a moment.
I don't believe those polls either. I don't believe it. And, you know, it was funny when they talked about, he says, oh, we don't want to monkey this up. Okay. So they say, oh, that's racist. Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the guy who was a senior writer at the Democrat paper in Tallahassee was talking about all the corruption stuff swirling around Tallahassee where Gillum was mayor. And he said, they threw a monkey wrench into local state government. It's like, oh, wait a minute. We didn't notice that the Democrat used a similar term, right?
We're sitting there like this. People have this button. It's like, hit the racist button every day. Yeah, just wait. Right. And whoever hits it first, it's almost like a Jeopardy. Like, you know, things are spelled with Z, Alex. You know, you go like that. And that's all they wait for. But aside from that, so what happened was instead of people saying, well, we've got him now. No, it veered, completely took the discussion off of the rails. Because let me tell you something. We need Claude Kirk. I don't know if you remember the old days, the old Hayden Burns, one of the great Floridian governors. But the bottom line is simply this. Look, every time I look at the news, and I'm a retired Catholic, all right? I have nothing against faith is one thing. But right now, I do not know. There are so many plates. There's the music.
And there's the bell, and that's the end of the wrestling match that we have going on here at the Armory. Thanks so much for joining us, Lionel. That's all the time we have. Again, you can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation, on Twitter, @Lionel. And, folks, if you haven't picked up your Wake Up America coffee, you can get it 20% off just for our listening audience at InfoWarsStore.com. Just type in the code REALNEWS just for our listeners. 20% off Wake Up America coffee.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know
from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product, it goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste, is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.